The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What?
Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview, the way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney.
Ringo farted and it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind with my little old saying.
What?
2, 4, 6, 8.
People do not like being manipulated.
I think that's just like pretty, Craig manipulated you?
Pretty universal. Craig just... No, not manipulated.
Were you looking at flights during the break there?
Yes, I was. Yes, and texting with my girlfriend. Hey,
she
can
in?
You make this work? She's getting back to me. There's bubbles. People don't like being manipulated. And it does feel a little like this whole AmFam Field, Rob Manfred, renovations thing feels a little manipulate-y, doesn't it? A little manipulate-y.
But I mean, if you look at his, I feel that the kind of the headline from the Journal Sentinel this morning just kind of seemed a little misleading because, like, Rob Manfred said, oh, I have faith that they're going to get the money that they need for renovations here, all these things. It just feels like to me, because Rob Manfred's going on these tours, just happened to be in Milwaukee yesterday. So he's going on tours of all these different ballparks. One of the things he does as commissioner. Like he pretty much said, oh, they'll figure it out here. The Brewers aren't going anywhere. This isn't going to be a situation like they had out in Oakland. It just, I don't know. I feel like the whole thing's kind of getting blown out of proportion because the Brewers want to get a piece of the, and this is where it gets complicated because everyone wants to keep politics out of their sports, but the Brewers as a team are diving headfirst into the politics to try to get some of the money that's part of the surplus in the state of Wisconsin, and they want their renovations to be part of the budget.
What are they looking for?
$448 million.
What's the new stadium cost?
$2.1 billion.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So what, bargain? Bargain shopping here?
Yeah.
Should taxpayers have to pay for renovations to AmFam Field? I mean, I think most people don't want to. But again, no. The argument is, well, you also don't want the team leaving your city. I don't think the Brewers are leaving. I feel like it was a manipulation, and that's what I don't like about it.
The baseball commissioner has a message for Wisconsin. Fix American Family Field or else.
That's not true. That's not what happened. That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Manfred yesterday, I believe, called AmFam Field a gem of a ballpark.
Yes.
Now, what are these renovations that need to be done? That's the other thing I don't think that people like. I don't think people like that it's this arbitrary, like, amorphous thing, renovations. Like, what exactly are we talking about here? Because when I walk around AmFam Field, it feels pretty luxurious. I'm not going to lie. It's got wide concourses. I don't ever feel like I'm, like, shuffling my way through to get to a pretzel from our friends over at Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Like, it feels like a pretty nice place to watch a ball game. And, oh, by the way, there's a roof, so there's always a game, rain or shine.
My guess is locker rooms, weight room.
Roof.
Roof needs work.
Roofs.
Ridge top exteriors. Give them a call.
I don't know. I mean,
wait,
sure.
How many partners can we weave in? Yeah. Hold on. That's two.
I don't know if Ridge Top Exteriors has any sort of experience with retractable roofs, but maybe.
All right, let me ask you this. Who paid for the last, the upper deck renovation in Lambeau Field?
They got something that the Packers paid a part of it, but there was also, much like when the Brewers did a 5-county tax, there was a tax around the counties at Lambeau Field that barely squeaked by and passed by the skin of their teeth.
My guess is it won't pass.
Well,
if
that's
they
why,
go
well,
to the taxpayers to pay for this.
But so it that's already why, has not passed the other checkpoints it would have to even get to the taxpayers voting.
Well, so that they want to avoid any sort of referendum, which is why they want to be a part of the surplus. And they went to Evers. Evers pretty much said, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. And then the legislature said, well, maybe we won't. And now, because politics are what they are, we're going to, you know, politics are just going to continue to politic and everyone's going to disagree with each other just to disagree.
I mean, I get it. These owners, you know, are worth billions. Look who just cashed out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got paid.
Yeah. But the municipalities that house these stadiums a lot of times end up paying some money,
yes,
because there is an economic, that they always pitch it as the economic benefit that you also receive by having the team there.
I would be in favor of you pay a little, we pay a little. Not the full thing.
Split the pie?
Yeah, cut it up.
I just think, and this was my reaction to it yesterday, if you're going to manipulate a situation and you're going to use the ball team leaving as leverage, you can't make it so obvious that you're manipulating a situation. People don't like to feel like they are pawns in a political back and forth. And that's how it felt. You're going to hold our club, our ball team, the Brewers, over our heads and say, well, look at what's happening out in Oakland. Look at how they lost their ball club because they didn't want to foot the bill for renovations. They didn't want to take care of the team. They didn't want to walk through the turnstiles and show up and support the squad. They lost their ball club. You could lose yours if you don't sign on the dotted line and agree to pay for these repairs. So the Brewers lease runs through 2030. Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District is who owns, I guess, AmFam Field, right? That's the, because the Brewers lease it from Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District. And they are saying the district does not have enough money to pay for the repairs that are needed. The state surplus would provide a chance to fund it without implementing a new tax or borrowing money. So this is where Gabe is talking about politicians are going to politician. Tony Evers presents it, thinks it's going to get through. People who oppose Tony Evers say, actually, no, we are not going to sign on that, and therefore we are here. Rob Manfred being involved is just coincidental because he happened to be touring all of the ball clubs this summer, and his stop happened to coincide with a report that dropped the day before that this was going to be a thing, that you could lose the Brewers if, in fact, the money, if you can't find the money. I didn't get it from Manfred yesterday. When I listened to what Manfred was saying, didn't come across to me as though he was like holding it and holding the ball club hostage.
Yeah. He brought up, Oakland was brought up in a question. He's like, yeah, this is what they did and they lost the team. But he also expressed faith and a very strong faith that it was going to get figured out here. Yeah, they'll figure it out. Like, this is a gem of a ballpark, ownership group, the organization.
I think they will. It'll just have to be a compromise with Evers. The other side wants something, and they'll say, all right, give us the, you know,
everything Manfred said yesterday was such a big nothing burger. He didn't really say anything. Just, oh, yeah, they'll figure it out here. This is a gem of a ballpark. They
but
lost their team over
there. What he didn't say is the thing that some people are saying that he is saying, which is, if you don't foot this bill, you're going to lose your ball club.
100%.
That was never said.
Correct.
And I'm a little bit surprised that so many people are hook, line, and sinkering this thing.
Oh, I'm not. People just read headlines now. Like, so if you,
you wake up
this morning, you see the headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, baseball commissioner has a message for Wisconsin, fix American Family Field, or else. There was no ultimatum given
that's
yesterday.
That's so disingenuous. It's,
like, we need a word stronger than disingenuous. That's BS. That's what that is.
Just sell some
it's
stock.
Fear-mongering.
Sell a little stock. Right?
Wait, can they do that?
Chew, the surplus, sure. The surplus in the state of Wisconsin is $7
billion. Ooh. Okay.
Which is why I think Tony Evers thought it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You got a $7 billion surplus. We need $448 million of it to keep the Brewers, quote-unquote, in Milwaukee and not ask taxpayers to once again get hit with. And I know it was a 0.1% tax. I know that you sit there and go 0.1%. Yeah. What's the big deal? But they're saying you've got the money, Wisconsin. The Brewers are a value, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And the Brewers do have a value to the entire state. Because as Jen mentioned, if you live in Eau Claire, if you live in Wausau, if you live in Green Bay, you know you're coming to a game and the game is going to be played. Wasn't the case at County Stadium ever since they built American Family Field.
How does it work with Lambeau? How many counties are involved there?
It was
or is
five.
It the whole state?
So when they did the renovation to the upper, I believe it was five surrounding counties, Brown.
But that's not really fair, though.
It was what it was
because
here.
Because there's a Milwaukee package, though.
Sure.
Right?
But there was a five-county tax here, and there's a lot of fans that come from outside the five counties. It's just the way that
so
it works
out. So it's a wash?
Out. Yeah. But those are the counties that feel the biggest economic impact of having Lambeau Field, having American Family Field, so that's why the taxes were put in there.
It'll get done.
Yeah, I'm not worried about this. in the slightest. Like, it's just, again, it's a political thing that's now made its way into the sports world that didn't need to, because of some of the questions that were asked yesterday by people who don't know what's going on and were at that press conference, or that little press conference is even the wrong word. It was just a little gaggle of reporters who got together with Rob Manfred at American Family Field yesterday. And it's just fear-mongering at its worst.
Okay. Is it pressing, or are we early in the game here? Does this need to happen within a year?
Well,
or?
It's pressing in that with the surplus, like the state's divvying that up right now.
Okay.
So it's pressing in that if you want the $448 million to come out of the $7 billion of the surplus, then it's pressing. Otherwise, you got a little bit of time.
I just think that Rob Manfred has been at times, obviously, he even on this show, you guys have taken issue with things that Rob Manfred has done as commissioner of Major League Baseball. He's a convenient boogeyman.
Yeah.
That's what he is. And I'm telling people, don't take the bait. There are plenty of things that you can get frustrated about that Rob Manfred has done as commissioner of Major League Baseball. This is not one of them. So don't be the person who is angry at Rob Manfred like the dude in Big Daddy. You're angry at your dad, not me.
I forgive you.
Rob Manfred's not the bad guy here. He happened to be rolling through Milwaukee while he tours all of the baseball parks. And this was a timely thing because there was a report the day before that said, pay the money, pay the bill, or else.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not the reality of the situation. It's nowhere near the reality of the situation. Gabe Neitzel here from ESPN Milwaukee to tell you about our friends at Ewald Automotive. Military members put themselves in harm's way. For us, they sacrifice time with their loved ones. For us, they are our heroes. That's why Ewald Automotive proudly salutes those who serve and our brave first responders. Thank you for all you do. Ewald is offering service members and their families the benefits of their Military Advantage program with special pricing and incentives on every vehicle. Plus, this entire month, Ewald has and will continue to donate to local military and first responder charities for every car sold. Start by going to ewaldauto.com.
800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. This is your Q2 call. Almost forgot. We're playing We Can Reach You right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 800-990-3776.
Listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah, right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
She got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Are you listening? Whoa.
It is that time of the week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, where we play Week in Re-Chew, a chance to see just how much Chew remembers about the show he's on every single morning from 7 to 9. Ashy?
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reach You.
How do you feel this week?
Yeah, man. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, you going to focus or you going to
I'm here.
Down?
I'm good. I'm, yeah. Trying to get the Taylor Swift. Not.
What food dish did you say would make this happen?
Make your sticker peck out. I'm telling you. That got by Ashton, too.
No, it didn't. It was literally the name of the podcast title.
Sticker peck out?
You cannot get anything past me.
See, I did it because he was on the phone with someone, a caller.
I got two ears, pal.
I have no idea. Make your sticker peck out. I'm telling you.
This was from yesterday.
Borscht.
Sticker? I'm confused.
Yeah, well, he meant to say...
Flip them around.
Yeah. Pecker. Stick out.
Oh.
I can't see that.
I actually can. However, I shouldn't, and I don't feel great about it. And I want to go home, and I don't want to be here.
Sticker peck out.
Make the sticker peck out.
Got it. Now I get it.
What was I talking about?
Barbecue spaghetti.
Oh, that will make your sticker. Well, pecker stick out, if we can say it.
No, you can't.
Well, he just
he
did.
Said
yeah, I understand. I don't know
care
what
anymore.
You're doing.
I don't care.
I don't
anymore.
Understand what you're doing.
That's fine.
What did I? Barbecue spaghetti.
Spaghetti with barbecue sauce?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Is that literally what we're talking about here?
Yeah, we talked
what
about
are
it yesterday.
You, eight?
No, it's
really
created
good.
In Memphis. Sounded really good. So it's pulled pork. There is a tomato sauce with barbecue sauce and then the spaghetti noodles.
Oh, that's different than just throwing some Sweet Baby Ray's on top of some pischetti and calling it a day.
Would also be fine, though, I would think.
I don't know. It'd be too much. You got to, the tomatoes got to temper it a little bit.
Yeah, you're kind of balancing some flavors there.
Yeah.
All right, so you're 0 for 1. See if you can bounce back, but this question begins with the audio.
What do you do when you go buy rubbers? Steal them? These are for my brother?
What were we talking about when you asked this question?
I remember it.
He's not going to get it.
I don't remember it. I have no idea.
I remember
the day and saying
it. What day was it?
Which day was it, yeah.
Oh, this might help.
Monday?
What day was it?
Monday?
Mm-hmm.
They all end in day.
But National Day.
Tampons?
What the hell?
Yeah, that was it. Nailed it.
We were talking about pudding.
Oh, it's close.
It was National Pudding Day, right?
Yeah,
it
wasn't
National Vanilla Pudding Day.
Jeez.
Yeah. Of all
so
things.
So what does that have to do with buying rubber?
It's a great question,
you want to know what? That's what we wonder every single time you open your mouth.
That's why we play the game.
Okay, 0 for 2.
Oh,
wow.
Boy. All right, we got a rally.
I think you got this.
I feel good about the rest of these for him, I would say.
What was the item that was supposed to be served to Jen's table during this incident, which had this thought?
He said it's implied that they're taking off the thing they erred on. That's implied.
Steak.
What kind? What was?
It was a big one.
Well, here, I'll give him one slight clue. What was the cook supposed to be on the steak?
Oh, medium rare.
Steak
should have been the answer. Okay. Steak was the answer.
For the record, I would have accepted steak. I don't like your tone today, Gabe. I don't like it at all, but I would have accepted
steak. Well, that's because you're saying things that you shouldn't be saying, then making the big guy think he can say them.
You know, chaos today, you know? Friday, am I right?
Do you remember what side dish was mentioned that caused Ashley to say this? This is tough.
Where are you going to barbecues?
Wait, what?
Oh, a shrimp pasta. Shrimp salad.
I felt good about that one.
See, this is the thing I don't understand about him. The ones that are, like, obvious, he struggles with. But the ones that are super vague, he's, like, right on the nose.
Because it was such an odd thing to say when it comes to barbecue.
Yeah,
and we talked about it for a little while, even though it does sound very good.
Do we know if that fan sent us the recipe for shrimp salad?
I haven't seen it yet if they did. Okay. So I'll
like
be on the lookout.
Shrimp salad, like tuna salad, but with shrimp?
It's a great question. None of us have any idea.
I think there's pasta in it.
Yeah, I think there's pasta in pea. I think it was like tuna salad, but with shrimp.
Yeah, weird.
I'm
weird
battling.
Dress. You are battling.
Yeah, I think you're going to get this one, but we'll see.
All right, this is for the win. You get it, you win, you don't, you lose. And the question begins with the audio.
There's nothing better, let me tell you what.
What is there nothing better than when it comes to bathroom activities?
Oh, cracking your back.
Well.
Dumping one.
See, you're welcome for the question.
The bathroom activity.
It was a leading question.
The bathroom activity. Mike in Franklin is the big winner today. He beat Scott in Manitowoc. Mike took the over. Scott took the under. Congratulations, Mike. You're our big winner here on the week in Rechew. You hope that your Boston Celtics can have a performance similar to yours, right?
I'm feeling pretty
good.
No?
Well, I mean, they destroyed them last night. Yeah, but and then who else went out with a rolled ankle or an injury last night? Somebody else from the Heat went out with an injury last night, right?
The Celtics are the more talented team.
100%. Nobody's questioning that. It's just that the Heat have been playing with more heart up until these last two games.
So it's all about game six.
So I saw a betting line on this one headed into the game last night, and it said that 95% of the money was on the Heat plus 270.
For game six?
Last night.
Oh, last night.
Headed into last night's game.
In Boston?
Yeah.
That's insane. 95%
of the money was on the Heat. So you know what that did. That made me think I should head down to Pottawatomie Bingo Casino. Make a little, but I didn't put a bet because you guys think that I jinx everything, but you can get pumped up because Pottawatomie Casino Hotel has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook now, and that's where I would have placed my bet last night on the Heat versus the Celtics, and you can enjoy the convenience of a self-service kiosk, odds, boards, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full-service bar. Put your game face on. It is time to bet big and bet bold at Pottawatomie Sportsbook at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Stick around. We've got Owen Miller from your Milwaukee Brewers coming up on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times.
I know.
Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
there was
I don't.
An incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electrician, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Taylor Swift, who I apparently am seeing on Saturday night in New Jersey with Craig Karmazin.
It's tomorrow
Harper.
Night.
That's tomorrow, yep. Yep, that's tomorrow. The question became, if in fact Aaron Rodgers was going and was in the suite, would I go?
You would have gone.
If no. The answer is no, you're an insane person.
0%. How do I hang out with in a suite with Aaron Rodgers?
You don't have
for
to talk
three
to
hours.
Like the suite's big enough. Like right. I was in our Brewers suite isn't very big. I was there on Tuesday night with some of our people from Fifth Third Bank. There were people I did not interact with in the suite. They were just like in one side. I was walking around the room, just never happened to interact with them.
You could have easily, to say hi to them.
So I would just say, come here often.
No, you don't. You wouldn't have to interact with Aaron Rodgers.
I would not go.
That's a lie. I don't believe you.
Why? Because I like confrontation so much?
Yes, you love Taylor Swift.
Which side of the case am I on here?
Yeah, no, yeah. I know the answer. And also, it's because it's Taylor Swift.
It certainly would make it a little more uncomfortable.
You just show up.
Try
like,
and get him on the show.
Halfway through the first song.
Just sneak in.
And then bolt.
Wear a hat, then, sunglasses,
yeah. No,
maybe a hood.
How many people are in a suite?
I mean, also a football suite from 20? The team? Huge.
I'm just thinking, like, the suite that I, when I went to the Lakers game in L.A., it's just about the size of the Brewers suite. Like, these are not very big spaces.
But you could easily avoid him.
I don't
easily.
Know.
Easily. Yeah.
Because it'd be tough.
I mean, really wouldn't be.
Some of Lambeau's suites aren't huge. I mean, they're probably 12.
He's probably going to have a bunch of cronies around him anyway that would prevent that would prevent you from going up and seeing and or talking to him. Like, you would see him, sure, but you wouldn't have to interact with him. Although it would be hilarious for you guys to become best friends. And,
that'd be great.
And dance Taylor Swift.
Would you lip off to him?
Lip off?
Yeah.
Depends. How many drinks have I had?
Zero. 17.
No, zero.
Yes! No, 17, I'm dead.
It's zero fine. Drinks.
What would I even say?
Have a discussion. Be like, I don't like you. This is why. Come on the show to talk about it.
Why are you so complicated, fella?
Yeah. You know? Just like maybe not to fell apart, but
that's the joke though. The fell apart's the joke. Anyway,
it'd be kind of fun to go and just start drama.
No, not if you got invited.
What Jen said about you?
Did you hear?
Did you?
He said a couple minutes ago. You know what he would do? He would go. I don't even know her name. Yeah. Just like you did with Diana Rossini. Yeah.
If that's her
even
name.
Her name.
Say, I don't have the internet. If that's her name.
I mean, good for Diana that she's also like a member of the CIA and she's been using a fake name on ESPN for all these years, pretending to break stories.
All these years, and now of course she covers the Jets pretty regularly. I imagine that their paths are going to cross. Right?
Oh, I would think so. Is that her team now? Kind of like, who's the Italian guy?
Sal Pal, Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles.
God, why
and
did
then
I, why
Ed
did
Warner,
I know that?
Dallas. Who are some others? We always had Dick Schaap. You ever meet
He's
Dick Schaap?
I never met him, but
Dick
I was
Schaap,
with...
Jeremy's awesome.
I was with
I'm sure
Jeremy,
you know Jeremy.
Monday
Schaap.
Night.
Yeah. Dick Schaap, best guy.
Schaap.
Schaap. That's what I said.
It's getting close to something else.
What?
I'll explain it to you later.
When you're older.
Becker? I didn't know you could say that.
You can't.
He did, and he is kind of the boss here.
He shouldn't have said it. It's
Dick
not Schaap,
wonderful guy.
Absolutely.
Wonderful
no question.
Guy. I wonder if
That's
he ever
pretty
wrote
much a,
that book.
A universal take.
Because he would take us out to dinner, me, Brett, and Frank, and we'd sit there and just tell him, I don't think he ever wrote the book.
So you're wondering if there's a book that Dick Schaap wrote about you out there somewhere
that you don't know
that somehow
me.
You wouldn't know about?
He that actually
wrote
makes sense.
One, he wrote one with Jerry Kramer about Jerry's time of winning all those championships, and then he would take us out to dinner like more than once. Why would he take us out to dinner?
You're doing a great
you guys
job
were fun?
Telling the story.
I have no idea.
Why wouldn't he write the book? Maybe he respected
I don't know if there
you guys
was a
so
book.
Much. He was you like,
think?
You know what? Those are their stories. That's their stuff. I'm not going to write it. I'm not going to put it out there. That makes you like him even more, doesn't it?
Yes. Wonderful.
All these
man.
Hypothetical situations. Hey, we put it on
what
the Jen Gavin Chewy Twitter.
Mind?
Why are you even asking a question
like,
we can't
it's
answer?
Just,
Like we I know exactly where we're at. We are at Victoria's in Green Bay. Up by UWGB.
Okay. Then you just had dinner with Dick Schaap. Like and you thought he was going to write a book based off these experiences?
Like, why would someone want to take us out to dinner if you weren't? I mean, it's not like he was an ESPN reporter. He was a writer.
Did you feel that the conversations were off the record?
No, all I wanted was a free meal. I mean, seriously.
Simple man.
We all did. I have to ask next time you see Jeremy.
You guys are idiots.
I wish I had known about this. I literally was with Jeremy at a post-Emmy party on Monday.
Yes.
Eating burgers. Just housing sliders at like 12:30 in the morning.
Jeremy's got to know.
Got to know the story?
I would hope.
I'll text him. I'll ask him. I'll say, hey, you know any stories about Mark Chmura?
Well, it was the three of us. Was he writing a book? Because he passed away suddenly. I don't know if didn't finish the
book.
You
mean you think there's a manuscript out there?
I think he was taking
notes. What a performance by you in this segment, Chewy. It's just absolutely fantastic. The last 3 minutes.
Well, it's kind of weekend re-chewish, right?
Yeah, it's
just remembering bits
and pieces. I mean, I wish you'd have said it earlier in the week. So
I had the lasagna. It was wonderful.
You remember the meal you ate.
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
Victoria's? No.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
I don't know.
Useless.
I would think.
Is Victoria still there? Let's do a little Google search and see if
there's
Victoria's
one in Appleton, too. I think he took us there one time, too.
Wow, he really was wining and dining you
he
guys,
was.
Huh?
That's the weird thing about it. What did he want?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Wine dining 89.
There you go. How'd we get here?
Wine dining 89 is better than wine dining 69, right? Right? I mean, we all can agree to that.
I'm taking Ange out tonight for dinner.
Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, can I tell you all about it, please? Can I tell you about something other than Chewy's trip with Dick Schaap to Victoria's in Green Bay? It's the energy drink that you need that I need to stay active and energized all day long. And trust me, I need Celsius to get through these shows with these knuckleheads every single morning. My favorite flavor is...
Peach Vibe.
Thank you, Peach Vibe. It's so good. I have one every Saturday morning before I hit the air for college football coverage. It keeps me going throughout the day. You can find yours at Pick and Save or online at Amazon. Celsius Energy Drink. Celsius Energy Drink. Live fit.
And Gabe and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally we figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. 2-2 with two outs on Owen Miller. Two runs into the eighth inning. Montero delivers. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. Alvarez staring. Two more for the crew. Owen Miller with a two-run home run. It's 6-0 Brewers.
That call courtesy of the Brewers Radio Network, and we are thrilled to be joined by Owen Miller this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Owen, how's your day going, big guy?
Hey, how we doing, guys? I just woke up.
Chewy did, too. It's weird. Yeah. We've been on the air for an hour and 40 minutes, but Chewy just woke up as well. So you have had a hell of a May. Let's just start there, obviously. Last night notwithstanding, this has been an incredible run. What's the secret to the success? Is there anything you're doing differently? Is it just this is baseball, sometimes the highs and the lows? How do you explain this incredible stretch you've had in the month of May?
I've just been telling people that I've been getting a little bit more consistent playing time. I mean, just seeing live pitching every single day. Probably has to do with probably seeing my family more, you know, getting some hometown cooking a little bit more, just being back in the home state. So, grew up such a big Brewers fan and, you know, it's just so I love being able to put on the Brewers jersey every single day.
Was it a dream of yours to play for the hometown team, Owen?
Yeah, absolutely. When I got traded over here, when I got the phone call in December, I told Cleveland, I said, man, I said, you guys could have told me 28 other teams that I could have been traded to, and I probably would have been pretty upset. But I said, you're telling me that I'm going to my hometown Brewers? I'm like, man, I was like, I couldn't be happier. So, always been a dream to play for the Brewers.
So as you've become more comfortable, do you feel like you've got to, you know, represent Milwaukee and kind of show all the guys the hidden gems that people don't know about in the greater Milwaukee area?
I was telling my parents actually probably like a week or two. I said, I feel like I can kind of sometimes connect, you know, some of the guys, the team, to a little bit more of the state of Wisconsin, I guess, and a little bit of Milwaukee. And, you know, guys will, you know, the guys from California, the guys from Florida, like sometimes they, you know, they don't know anything. So it's like, you know, I'll try to tell them like, oh no, I'm like, Wisconsin is good. I'm just like, wait till the weather gets nice, you know, wait till the summer comes, wait till, you know, you're on a, you know, wait till you, someday you can go on a lake and have some beers on a boat. So I'm like, there's a lot of fun things to do in Wisconsin, a lot of hidden gems in Milwaukee.
Owen Miller of the Milwaukee Brewers joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Thrilled to have him as he has been having an incredible stretch. We're so happy to have the hometown kid on the hometown team. But a lot of people might not know, Owen, that your brother also plays ball, that he is actually in the Twins organization. So take me to some of those moments when y'all were growing up and you both are, you know, into this sport. How did you know that you guys had a future in it? Were there just these moments of like, oh, we could be really good at this. There might be something here.
Ever since my brother was just a little kid, from the earliest memories I can think of, you know, when he was 3, 4, 5 years old, and you know, I started, you know, me and my dad would start playing catch with him, and I would start throwing the ball to him. I remember my mom she'd be like, oh, you're using the you know, when you're throwing to him, you're using the t-balls, right? You're using the softballs. I'm like, Yeah, mom. You know, and we never were, but, you know, I would always throw it as hard as I could at him, and he'd always catch it and throw it right back. So, yeah, it's always been fun to kind of, watch him progress through his baseball career. And, he was always, you know, pretty small, and he was little and awesome. And then when he kind of got to high school, he started to really grow and start lifting weights and work out. And then he started to get a lot of attention through scouts. And it was cool to see a lot of MLB scouts come to Fredonia and come to our high school and watch him play. You know, you just see him be lined up at our high school field when he was playing and videotaping him. So, I don't know if there was ever really an exact moment where I knew or I could, you know, figure it out that both of us were going to be pretty good ball players. I think that I've just always been 6 years older than him, and I've always tried to teach him steps along the route. And, you know, I've known that I could tell that when I was, you know, maybe 18 and he was 12, I could tell how much things that I told him that I was learning in college helped him. And then when I was 24 and he was 18, you know, like, and he was getting ready for the draft, I helped him through things with that. So it just kind of always lined up. And you know, I tried to be a good big brother and try to give him advice, and it's taken him a long way. So I hope that he can keep doing well. And I actually got to watch him in Beloit a couple weeks ago play when he was playing, because he's in the Midwest League right now in A-ball. So I drove down to Beloit and we got to watch him play. So that was pretty cool.
So when I grew up with 5 brothers, and there was huge sibling rivalry, but I'd rather play against them than with them. There was just something there. Would you rather play with your brother or against him?
No, I was always against him. Always against him. We had some pretty intense wiffle ball games back in the day when it was me and my little cousin, we had pretty good matchup. It was me and my little cousin. She goes to our high school now too. She's actually she committed to softball at Northern Illinois.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then it was my brother. Yeah, and then it was my brother, and then our also little cousin, her sister, who actually plays at Concordia. He played baseball at Concordia. So we had a good little matchup that it was just like the perfect amount of, you know, Natalie, she was a little bit younger, and then those two were kind of in the middle. So we had some good 2-on-2 matchups in the backyard.
I know the off days are few and far between, especially off days you'll get to spend here at home in Milwaukee, but it looks like you might have one on June 15th. Walk me through what the plans are, the ideal off day in the life of Owen Miller, Milwaukee Brewer.
Usually the night before, honestly, a lot of times I like to drive up to my parents' house in Fredonia and I'll go home. I'll see my sister. My mom will usually make a home cooked meal.
Does she make one specifically for you? Is there like a go-to that she'll make just for you?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes I'll kind of ask what they haven't had in a while. You know, I'm not, I guess I'm not the most picky when it comes to certain foods. I guess I am, but I'm not, you know, I don't know. You know, whatever my mom's making, I'll eat. But yeah, the next day, then I'll sleep in my bed from high school that night, and then I kind of, you know, if there's stuff that I kind of got to get done, you know, there's certain little things that you try to get done in on the off days in the morning, just little errands or certain things that, you know, you kind of been putting off for a while. But on off days, I just like to relax. I like to get off my feet. The season's long. You play a lot of games. You're playing every single day. So you got to use those off days to recover. You know, you don't want to be doing, you know, too many things that are hard on your body. So it's always good. Just kind of, you know, you want to drink water, eat right, and then just relax. So my mom, she works from home. You know, I'll see her in the morning and stuff. And, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe the night before I'll see my buddies and stuff like that. My buddies from high school too. So it's nice. I mean, it's pretty nice just being able to be home, because for so many years, you know, I've gone to college, or I was gone in the minor leagues, or I was gone in Cleveland. So, you know, you have probably six months where, you know, I'm not home at all. You know, I don't get really, I'm not even at the house at all. So, it's cool to kind of go in the backyard and, just kind of sit out on the porch and just kind of look around, and, you know, just kind of take it all in at times. So, yeah, just relaxing on those off days.
Milwaukee Brewers infielder Owen Miller hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Owen, when we had Garrett Mitchell on the show with us about a month ago, he told us that he loves chocolate chip cookies. So much so that we started a bracket here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy trying to figure out what the best chocolate chip cookie was for Garrett Mitchell. We told him that at the end of the season, we would have him pick between the final four. It's the Garrett Mitchell chocolate chip cookie crusade. What can we do like that for you? What's something that you love that you're always looking for the best of that we could go out and do the legwork, right? Maybe it's tacos. Maybe it's ham sandwiches. What is something that you would like for us to do the legwork on and find the very best of in the state of Wisconsin?
Man, that's a good question.
Beer.
Honestly,
well, if someone's got to do it, I guess.
This is very altruistic of us. I hope you're picking up on that, Owen. We're willing to do all the legwork for you and then present you with the final four of whatever it is.
Well, just as in season, sometimes my go-to, I guess, dessert, or sometimes when I crave, I crave like a chocolate shake at night. So I know there's obviously a bunch of different chocolate shakes out there. But I really like the Culver's chocolate shakes, but then it's like, you know, you got some of your, you know, the low key places, you know, like I'll always, obviously Cop's chocolate shake, can't go wrong with a Cop's chocolate shake. So it's like, you know, then you obviously have a bunch of other different places. So yeah, I guess chocolate shake is kind of a place that, or it's kind of something that I was kind of looking at, and I'm like, oh, I wonder how their chocolate shake is. And let me see it. So, well, right up the road from me, we have a cheese store in Random Lake. We always get chocolate shakes from there too. They use like the best whole milk. So that honestly might be the bar right there. But yeah.
All right, I guess we'll do chocolate shakes.
Maybe we twist our arms and we could do the chocolate shake challenge for Owen. That also has good symmetry because, of course, Marquette had the milkshakes for the victories, right? They had the milkshakes when they won. They would celebrate with a milkshake. So maybe Owen is celebrating the victories with a milkshake as well. Owen, can you take us inside that clubhouse for just a minute? How is the vibe of the team right now? Obviously, the Brewers starting out so incredibly hot. I know you guys go into it with the mindset of, like, baseball's a long season, you know, regressing to the mean and whatnot. But what is the vibe inside the Brewers clubhouse right now about this team?
We got a really good locker room. There's a really good vibe, a lot of really good guys in the locker room. I like to say that it's a really good mix of guys. It's a good mix of older guys, you know, with Wade Miley and Woodruff and Burns, where we got, you know, the older pitchers, and then I got a good mix of young guys where it's Terang and Weimer and, you know, Garrett before he got hurt, and me. And then, you know, we also kind of like got, you know, good mix of American guys, good mix of Latin guys with the Adames and Contreras. So Freddie, and so it's just a good, you know, it's a good group of guys, and I like how baseball, you know, you can, there's guys from all over the world, all over the country that, you know, can come together and come together as a team. So everybody gets along, you know, we'd like to mess around, that's for sure. I mean, when you got Rowdy Tellez in your locker room, you you know, every day's a new day, and he keeps it pretty loose in there. So yeah, the vibes are good right now in the locker room.
All right, what's a good Rowdy story? How does he keep it loose?
He just is, you know, he's real. He, you know, if you're doing something that you should be doing, I'll let you know. Or if, you know, if a guy needs to get picked up, you know, Rowdy's the guy. And, you know, he's a good guy. He's definitely one of a kind, that's for sure. So, he's a guy that's, you know, guys love playing with him. And, I love throwing him at first base, that's for sure. Good target over there to hit. And, you know, I love watching him do his thing at the plate. But yeah, I don't know. He just is, you know, he's just a good dude and keeps it loose.
If someone calls you one of a kind, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's what I've been wondering.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a good thing.
I guess the way how you can look at it.
I feel it's all about tone.
Depends
right?
on the person.
Yeah, depends
like if someone
the tone.
Says, Jen exactly. Latta, she is one of a kind.
Yeah, it's the context and the tone.
Well, I mean, I think if your name is Rowdy, you're one of a kind.
Yeah,
yes, very true. He was mic'd up recently, and they distributed it on a bunch of the social channels. Hilarious. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, okay.
Now, and he's not playing it up for the microphone, right, Owen? Right? Like, that's
no,
just who he
no,
is?
Yeah, I said Rowdy. He's real. So that's about as authentic as you get. So,
well, Owen, we appreciate you hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We are wishing you the best of luck for the rest of the season. And we're going to get right on that chocolate shake bracket for you, okay? We're going to get right on that. I know it's asking a lot, but I think we're up to the task.
All right, guys. I appreciate that. Yeah. Let me know. Let me know what the best chocolate shakes in Wisconsin are.
We appreciate Owen getting up with us early this morning. Owen Miller of your Milwaukee Brewers hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, giving us the lowdown on the locker room and telling us all about his buddy Rowdy Tellez. We appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break, or are we going to go to break? We're just going to hang.
We got two minutes.
He's named after Rowdy Piper? It could be.
It's possible, because Rowdy's not his actual, like, name. He just goes by Rowdy.
What's his actual name?
His actual name is Ryan John.
I bet so it's Rowdy Piper.
He's Ryan John Tellez.
Do you have to be Rowdy as a kid in order to be nicknamed Rowdy?
Do you know any other Rowdies?
I don't. Do you think that, like, at what point did he decide to go by Rowdy?
His father said of him before he was born, we didn't know the sex, we didn't want to know, and we stayed away from calling him baby or it. He was so active in there, moving around all the time in the womb, we ended up calling him Baby Rowdy, and it stuck.
Wow. What a story.
I think they should have just named him Rowdy out of the gate. I mean, if he was in the room like that, like, you know, just call him
that. Yeah, but you start calling a nickname, who knows if it sticks, and...
How do we feel about nickname being the name for, like, your Major League Baseball career?
It better be good, because otherwise it's very easy to make fun of.
Rowdy's good.
What's the one we talked about last week? We didn't know that Steve Young
was named
John.
Yeah,
but then there was somebody else also, Blake Bortle, right?
Well, that's Robbie.
Bortles.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Chewy's
Robbie.
Off over there.
I want to change mine.
You want to change your...
You don't want to make a Chewy
great
anymore?
Nickname.
That'd be a William. That's kind of
your middle name.
Willie? You want to be Willie?
But like you said, Gabe, when people call me
Willie?
Mark, it's very weird.
Yeah, very
like someone
like,
calls
I can't.
Me Mark
throws up.
Oh,
throws
John from the Admirals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did that. Yes. John Greenberg, who joined us yesterday.
It's
yes.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. It's a little strange.
But then it's weird for me to say, hey, Chewy.
Yeah, like. You're kind of stuck, yeah. You're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place in terms of introducing yourself.
DW in Plover bringing up a really good point on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and text line. Shake or malt?
Shake, all the way.
I think I'm a shake gal, too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Malt's there is thick, nothing better late night snack than a chocolate shake and a cheeseburger.
Really?
You're so right about that. Yeah, some greasy with some ice cream.
Do you
yeah.
dip the burger in the
no,
shake?
No,
you can.
Just, dominate both of them.
What's the,
and then you sleep like God. A baby.
Yeah,
when's
right.
the last time you actually had a chocolate shake? Because I don't believe you
it's
had
been
a chocolate
a long
shake
time.
In
would be
decade.
Gurgling yes. all night from eating a eating
it,
a cheeseburger and chocolate shake.
Oh, worth is it delish?
Shake as in shake it off?
Yeah.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
You're going, right?
Are you going?
I gotta go.
You
right?
gotta
I gotta
go.
Get a ticket. Yeah. Fly to New Jersey tomorrow. Go see the show and then fly back. Gotta
Please
do it.
Please get a picture of Craig dancing
with Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
So excited. I can barely contain my excitement. I'm not sure if Monday was better or if Saturday will be better now. It's a big week for Jen.
Good
so
way to end it.
It's Saturday.
For Jen. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tausch is next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy your Memorial Day, and we will talk to you again very soon.